Hi, I'm Matt Besser, and welcome to Earwolf Presents, featuring an episode of my podcast, Improv for Humans. Each week, Earwolf Presents brings you a new episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts. And today, we have an episode of Improv for Humans we did live at South by Southwest, where we all did Rock Heroes. And it was a pro versus anti-COVID hootenanny is what I'll describe it as. But I was Neil Young. We had John Gimberling on as Meatloaf. And for real, he can sing better than Meatloaf. You got to check it out. Eddie Pepitone as Dr. Fauci was hilarious. And other comedians as other rock stars. You must give it a listen. And also subscribe and follow to Improv for Humans, so you can hear our other episodes, and on social media like Instagram and Twitter, you can follow us and find out about these special episodes. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, it's Neil Young. Welcome to my July 4th COVID hootenanny. We're hoping everybody stays vaxxed. And if you're going to go see entertainers in music or comedy, please make sure you mask up, if not for yourself, for them. And in fact, we're hoping that you got the Improv for Humans for Music vinyl record with a lot of the bands recorded on Improv for Humans, including The Family Crest, Dawes, Ordinary Elephant, Lucero, Laura Stevenson, Frank Turner, San Furman, Waxahachie, Austin Lucas, Ben Lee, Drag the River, and Dan Deacon. It's a great green vinyl record that goes to support Save Our Stages. That's the National Independent Venue Association. NIVA helps and assists independent venues devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Find out more about how to get that record at mattbesser.com or newberrycomics.com. But for now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Neil Young's COVID Hootenanny.
How's it going, everybody? Oh, I should play that, but I didn't plan to. That's not my list. Okay, I'm not taking requests, guys. Let's start. If y'all want to talk, let's just all start with saying, fuck COVID, okay? 1, 2, 3. Fuck COVID. Yeah, that's what we're here for. Is here to stay. Better to vaccinate than to die away. My, hey. Trump is gone, but he's not forgotten. This is the story of America got rotten. Show me your vax if you want entrance here. But it must be on an app by the name of Clear. Hey, my. Dumbasses believe that they can't die. There's more to the vax than meets the eye, they think, but there's not. Hey, my. Welcome, everybody, to my hootenanny. Yeah, I'm excited to be here, too. You know, when I first planned this hootenanny, it was because there's a lot of controversy on both sides of the aisle of vax, is it good or not? Wearing a mask, is it appropriate or not? You know, here in Austin, you have Joe Rogan telling people stuff, and a lot of people didn't think that was cool, and I left Spotify for that. But that's what this show's for. But we're not just going to have people that I agree with here tonight. We're going to have people on the other side of the aisle, as I like to say. But before, I want to do one more song. When earlier in the pandemic, when people were wearing masks, I almost respect a person who does not wear a mask more than the people who wear a mask halfway on their face. Is anyone sitting next to someone who did that? Who always had it off their nose? Nobody? Okay, that's good. Well, this song's about that. You guys know Willie Nelson, right? This is his town. I'm gonna use a song of his, sort of. Off my nose again. My mask fell right off my nose again. People looking at me like I got shit on my chin because my mask fell off my nose again. Off my nose again. So I won't stop what I'm breathing in. It's over my mouth, but not my other opening. I can't believe my mask fell off my nose again. Off my nose again, like an asshole who doesn't give a shit. Don't wanna deal with it, insisting that the mask is on the right way. I do it my way. It's off my nose again. I'm not as healthy as Joe Rogan. The life I love may be very near its end. Because my mask fell off my nose. Because my mask slipped off my nose. Because that's how it always goes. Because my nose, it always shows. Because my mask fell off my nose again. Thank you very much. Just, you know, put it all the way on. Like, do when they wear a condom, do they just drape it over their penis? Do they just put it on the balls? No, that doesn't work. Got to put it on all the way. Okay. Now, folks, I'm going to bring out next, right now, a good, not necessarily a good friend of mine, but someone I've always admired. I'll say that. And, it's going to be a big surprise, him coming out here. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because, well, supposedly he passed away a few months ago. But he's back with us now, and he'll explain why. But please welcome Meatloaf. Yeah!
Woo! Hey, how you doing?
Now, Meatloaf... Usually I say, you know, to a new guy on stage, how are you? Or how are you doing? But you died.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Neil. They say I died. They tried to say you're dead. Maybe they're right. But they can't tell me what to do. Sure, my flesh may be dead. My body may be rotten. But you can't tell me what to goddamn do.
You're saying you're being as stubborn about death as you are about being vaxxed?
That's a good way of putting it.
All right. Well, okay. Well, he's dead, folks. He does smell like rotten flesh.
People try to tell people to wear masks on airplanes. That's how the Nazis acted. Acting like a bunch of Nazis.
I don't think the Nazis asked people to wear masks on airplanes.
Y'all remember how the Nazis were? Very concerned about health?
I don't remember that, actually.
You remember
Meatloaf?
The Nazis' big concern was rules about other people's health. Very concerned about the health of others.
All right, I don't recall that, but when you died, can you tell us how that happened? Like, did you see the light and just say, fuck that? Like, I don't, like, what happened?
I got very sick. I got tired of being told what to do. They declared me dead. As soon as the coroner said, he's deceased, I sprang up and I said, you can't tell me. You can't tell me what to do. Here I am. I'm alive. And I have the strength of the undead. And I grabbed that coroner and I flung him across the room and I impaled him on a wrought iron fence.
All right. That's terrible, I might add. You just killed a coroner? That was odd enough. You just came back to life. Now you're a murderer.
You can't tell me what to do.
Obviously.
I still listen to your music on Spotify.
It's not on Spotify anymore.
I don't care. You can't tell. I put on Spotify. I listen to Joe Rogan. I purchase the neck strengthening products he recommends. And I work my neck out listening to Neil Young on Spotify. You can try to figure out the logic. Well, what's the logic? That's not a logical thing to say.
All right. Before we do our song, does anybody have a question for Meatloaf?
Amazing. That's what I love to do is extemporaneous answers to questions.
Oh, good. It's that type of
that's
show.
That's what I love. I'm very excited to think on my feet here.
Anybody? Anybody at all? A question for me? Right there. Oh, it doesn't sound like you got there, but did you get a peek at heaven or hell?
Well, I went up to heaven, of course, because I can't go, because I'm a bat out of hell, too. Went to heaven. St. Peter opened up the gates. He said, it's great up here. It's everybody, everything you've ever desired and wanted. And he said, come in. And I said, you ain't gonna tell me what to fucking do, St. Pete.
Don't piss off St. Peter.
So I kicked him in his fucking cloud balls. And I got down like a groundhog, and I burrowed my way down through the clouds, and I fell all the way back down to the coroner. The thing happened with the coroner that we went over.
Yeah. Oh, you went to heaven before you killed the coroner.
Yes.
All right, well, that makes
sense.
Does
that answer your question? Any other questions that require me to come up with an answer? Huh?
Well, let's find out.
Well, I don't know. You know I love life. You know I'd do anything to...
We got an answer to that right now, folks.
And I would do anything to live. I'd avoid rich foods and late night snacks. I would do anything to live. I'd keep an EpiPen right in my slacks. But I'll never accept that doctors came up with a way to use viral messenger RNA to trigger a robust response to our immune systems. Oh, no. No way. And I would do anything to live. But I won't get vaxxed. Would do anything to live. I would do anything to live. But I won't get vaxxed. Oh no, no, I won't get vaxxed. And some days I'm feeling sneezy. And some days I'm blowing snot. Some days I got diarrhea. But you're crazy if you think I'll get a little shot. And some nights I'm in a brain fog. And some days I just don't know how great I was in Rocky Horror or in my Fight Club cameo.
And maybe he's
I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's false. Now no one can save me, 'cause I don't have any pulse. As long as there are bars, I'd rather get a whole bunch of friends and gather. You're not gonna tell me what to do. I can shout out. Some seeds that are made of flax. Oh, I would do anything to live. I'd cut back on the apple jacks. But I'll never forgive myself if I don't get duct taped to a seat on a flight. And I would do anything to live. But I won't get back. gonna block if you attack me with a shiv, but I just won't get vexed. I would do anything to live. Strain dirty water through a sieve, but I just won't get vexed.
So that's what he would do. That was great, Meatloaf. I almost came around to your side on that one.
Thanks.
That was really good. You know, I haven't gotten... Were you working your way around there? I didn't get COVID during the pandemic, but as you might have noticed, I just screwed up a couple of chords. It's because my guitar got COVID, and it shrunk. Yeah, it used to be normal size. And the doctor said in a few weeks it could be down to a ukulele. And then in a couple of months, he said it'll be a size of a Barbie's guitar. It's not funny. But anyway, here we are. You want to, you know, the Spotify, like you said, you still listen to Spotify. You probably subscribed after the controversy, the way you're talking. But here's a song about that. You want to join me?
Oh, yeah.
Any Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young fans out there? Okay, thank you. I was the best one. Teach your children well. Teach them to spell. Teach intuitive thinking. So when you're old and compromised, you won't fear them. They're bad decisions. Don't you ever ask them why, if they listen to Spotify to get their medical advice from Joe Rogan. And you who are not facts can't know the fear that your elders now have. So please listen to your doctor when you seek the truth before they do die. Teach your parents well to avoid the hell of Tucker Carlson. Don't let them watch Fox News or believe in QAnon. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just cancel Spotify and blame Joe Rogan.
That's great. It's always great to have someone else to blame, don't you think?
I've really made this mic disgusting.
There's going to be other people out here, Meatloaf. I saw there was meatloaf in the green room. Do you ever eat meatloaf? Is that weird for you?
Exclusively eat meatloaf. Is it weird?
You exclusively eat meatloaf?
Yeah.
Is it always meatloaf or ever veggie meatloaf?
It's meatloaf.
Stupid question. All right.
I assume you only eat veal that's young.
Asshole.
Don't make me think on my feet. I warned you.
How many of you, and it's probably not going to be a lot, but I used to have, well, Kanye West right now has his own music player. Have you guys heard about that? Yeah, he's charging $200 for it. Who did that first? Do you guys know? I did it, exactly. Who knows the name of my music player? Pono. Thank you, sir. One person knew it. And do you know what shape it used to be?
A weird triangle,
a Toblerone bar, actually. That's how we sold
it. Neil, this is more people than I thought would know.
See,
this
one reference. Person. I told you at least one Neil Young geek would be here. So it didn't do well. That's why you don't know about it. It only had my songs on it.
but all of them. But people didn't want just a music player that played one person's song, so it didn't work out too well. But I did like the Toblerone idea of it being shaped like a candy bar. So I've, with new technology that's going on, and you might have seen this over at the Interactive yesterday, but I have a new music player. It looks like a Rice Krispies treat. And instead of jacking in your headphones, you actually take a bite of it. And every bite has a different one of my songs in it. Mm. Old man, take a look at my life right now. Marshall, you want some? Grab a song.
Not Meatloaf, but...
Ah, yeah, it sounds great.
All right.
Got what do you got?
Got a little cinnamon girl.
Oh, cinnamon girl, huh, folks? How's it sound?
Yeah. Good. Sounds good.
Good audio, right?
It's louder. Yeah, it's getting louder.
It shouldn't do that.
It's getting a little too loud. Whoa. Oh, my God. It's getting loud.
We don't have an audio adjustment.
It keeps getting louder and louder. It's getting louder. How do you turn it down?
I don't know. We haven't developed that.
What?
We haven't developed
I
that. Hey, folks, we're still working on the technology. I mean, still, it's amazing. You take a bite of something, you hear a song in your head. I mean, so what? The audio is hard to adjust.
Jesus Christ. You're really pushing me.
take a rest.
Oh, am I done?
No. I want to still hear from you, but we're going to bring out another guest right now. As you guys might know, when I took my music off Spotify, a few of my friends did the same. Not many, but... A really great contemporary, a friend of mine, you know her. Please welcome Joni Mitchell.
Hello.
Joni, welcome.
So good to be here.
Yeah, it's so good to see you. And thanks for being one of my few buddies to actually join me in leaving Spotify.
Well, I actually had the idea first, and you got there just like a moon.
Oh, I didn't realize that. But
yeah, but thanks for taking the credit.
Oh, it's weird to tell me this on stage, but okay. But, you know, let's both take the credit for stopping the pandemic, because right after we did that, the pandemic pretty much just wound down, right?
Poof, went away. You know, I always knew it wouldn't be medical science, but poetry.
Yeah, that's right. Or the lack thereof.
Stopped the deadly virus. So I know I said for everybody to take the vaccine, but turns out you didn't need to.
Oh, well, don't say that.
I mean, you did.
Okay, good. All right. Do you guys know Joni Mitchell's most famous song, Big Yellow Taxi?
Really? You don't? Wow, you guys should get a radio.
You know, I told people leave Spotify, and I said, go on over to Amazon. And then people are like, well, that's fucked up. Amazon's as fucked up as Spotify. So then I went over to Walmart. And then people are like, well, Walmart's got its own problems, too. So then I found a new music platform that actually COVID is doing. It's called COVID Loves Music. So,
And then there's also iHeart COVID.
Yeah, iHeart COVID is pretty good. Music-wise, yeah. Not the disease.
But No.
But we're going to do, if you know Big Yellow Taxi, we're going to do a version of it. Because it's really sad how many venues that have been shut down because of the pandemic. And they're shutting down, you know, some for good and being replaced by nature, and it's kind of awful. So we're going to sing about that.
Wait, do I pick up
Danny? Just the chorus.
Okay.
There we go. They closed the strip mall with that really cool parking lot. The pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go? You got a really great parking spot till it's gone. They close the strip mall with that really cool parking lot. Most lots around here charge $20 or more. But at that lot, you could park for an hour if you shopped at the cigar store.
For sure.
Don't it always seem to go? You got a really great parking spot till it's gone. They close the strip mall with that really cool parking lot. I hear the pavement in the lot. Well, it's starting to crack. The weed's poking through and the trees, they're growing right back.
Whack!
Don't it always seem to go? You got a really great parking spot till it's gone. They close the strip mall with that really cool parking lot. A year from now, that lot will be covered in trees. Worse than that, it'll bring back the stinging bees.
Bees!
Don't it always seem to go? You got a really great parking spot till it's gone. They close the strip mall with that really cool parking lot. They close the strip mall with my favorite parking spot. They close the strip mall with my
favorite parking spot.
There you go, Joni Mitchell.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Joni.
Yeah.
I've heard some rumors. They may not be true because it sounds pretty bizarre. But I heard, you know, we're both getting up there and it's a lot harder to tour
I am
at our
97.
Age. Yeah. I'm 148. Mm-hmm. And it's getting harder to tour.
Yeah, it's harder to get on the road.
Now, I heard, is this true, that you have cloned yourself?
I have.
A younger self so that that can tour.
Well, my music is it's so important, live music, and so I can't do it, and I don't want to. So I clone myself, and now I have a clone.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
You told me backstage, Cloney Mitchell?
Yeah, Cloney Mitchell. I named her because I wanted everyone to know it wasn't me. Mm-mm.
Okay, but...
but that it was a part of me.
Let's bring her out here.
So please come out to the stage, Cloney Mitchell. You want to say hi, Cloney?
Yes. And can I tell you something? This music she makes is lame. And don't get me even started on the hipster part.
I'm a hippie, not a hipster. Just FYI.
What is happening here? She doesn't like your music?
My clone is a real B.I.T.
What's that supposed to mean? Anyways, I don't think that music is good enough. I like JoJo Siwa music. Boomerang, Road Ride Party, High Top Shoes.
Oh, you don't sing your clone mom's songs?
You don't sing Circle Game? We go round and round and round in the circle game.
No one listens to that anymore. Lame.
See, I told you.
Wow, she's a real brat.
I know.
I thought she's supposed to be a clone of you.
Well, you know what? Science isn't perfect. It created COVID in a lab, and now this.
It does look like you, but that's about it.
It's that horrible bow in its hair. I try to rip it out, but she puts it back in. I try and smack it off her head, but she puts it back on.
So you don't like hippies? Your mom was one of the best hippies around.
I'm not her mom, I'm her clone mother. Let's get it right.
Well, hippies, it's just H and then hippies.
Yeah. That is, you are right on that. It is just H and an hippie.
That's all right, let's give a hand to Cloney Mitchell and Joni Mitchell.
Thank you.
You know, I should give her a chance to get some questions. Anyone ever talked to a clone? You want to ask Cloney Mitchell a question? Anybody? Anyone? I don't see hands. Anyone? Anything you can ask a clone of Joni Mitchell? There you go.
What's the hardest part of being a clone?
That the other one is lame.
Wow. Clones aren't all they're cracked up to be. Anybody else? It's a once in a lifetime. This is better than what they had over at Interactive.
Second life.
Say that again?
What would you do different? Living a different life.
Now that you're the new Joni Mitchell, what are you going to do different?
Well, first of all, I'm going to kick the old one out and start a restaurant. Yes, a restaurant.
Wow.
The new Joni Mitchell is going to be a restauranteur.
That was good.
This was your chance to ask a clone? So unbelievable.
Okay, folks. This next gentleman, I should say, is a legend. He has guided us through the pandemic, and now he's going to come out here and talk to all of us. And I'm a little nervous because I've been following everything. Let's please welcome Dr. Fauci.
Hello. Hello. I have some bad news. I get associated with bad news, and I do have some bad news. First of all, Mr. Young, it's an honor to be here. I loved Harvest Moon.
More than Harvest.
Oh, I'm not sure. I also recently lost a dog, and you had a song on there about King. What was it?
Yeah, you're right. That was one of my more obscure ones. But yeah, I have a song about King the dog. Yeah,
and it meant a lot to me. And I just want to say thank you for writing that. It helped me in the passing of my dog, who contracted COVID.
Oh, I heard that happened to very few dogs, but yours was one of them.
Mine was one of them.
It did happen to many, many apes.
Oh, all right.
Joni Mitchell cracks me up.
A lot of people said I should have been a comedian.
I don't think so.
I love Ms. Mitchell, the way you do a lot of your artwork. That got me through a lot of tough times. Anyway, what I want to tell you is that there is a new variant.
Oh, no.
See, I knew it would
get... Buzzkill.
I'm sorry. You know, there is a new variant, and this one looks like it will be the end of us. I'm not saying, you know, let's not have a good time at this festival. Keep pitching your startups. You know, even
so
though...
So bummer to start something up right when it's going to end.
Well, that's brilliant, Mr. Young. but this one is, it's bad. It's almost as bad as a lot of the pitches I have heard for the startups. There was a pitch yesterday I was listening to Neil and Joni and Meatloaf. where this person was saying, you know how companies have your data? You know, it was all about data. I just tuned out. Anyway, what I want to say is that this new variant, its defining characteristics is it smokes a cigar, it flies a Black Hawk helicopter, and it fucks our women. My wife is having... I just left the house. We rented a house here on 6th Street. Awfully loud. Awfully loud. Awfully loud. I've never seen so many mediocre bands. In one area. You know, it's just like one big song saying, and I think the subtext is, please help me. I don't want to work in the gig economy. Please help me. But that's neither hither nor thither. But my favorite vaudeville team, if you ever get a chance. I knew you would like
it. Hither and thither?
Hither and thither.
Yeah. They're good.
They were terrific. It would be like, hither, yes, thither. And there, and from there, it just took off. Anyway, this new variant is pleasing my wife so much. You know what I mean? Like, all I heard were screams and moans that I have never heard come from her. You know, this new variant, what's the cough about out there?
Did you hear a cough in the audience?
I did.
Very attuned to that.
I am very attuned to coughs. Everybody thinks I'm in bed with Big Pharma, you know, but my wife is in bed with the new variant. And it is, apparently, it's amazing at cunninglingus. It's very cunning. That was a pun I came up with because I try to lighten these press conferences up, you know? And by the way, what is up with Lorne Michaels still helming Saturday Night Live? I know that's not really my purview, but I'm like, why is that still happening? Isn't he at the age where he's falling now? Anyway, it gets in my craw, you know? Why is J.K. Simmons shilling for Farmers Insurance all day? The guy's a great actor. Doesn't he realize he's fucking up his credibility? Anyway, this new variant... here's another show business thing, because I know you want to get entertained, you know, and not hear about a variant that just completely makes our women forget about us. Because in our bedroom, all you usually hear during sex is me just going, oh, that's it. That's the end of it. Just... Hello, Cloney. Sorry about this. I didn't know there'd be a child.
She's not a child. She's a small clone woman.
Oh, okay. Whatever the conceit is, I'm with it. But the other thing I wanted to say is that what a tragedy it was for Bert Lahr. The one big movie role he gets is The Cowardly Lion, and you couldn't see his face. Anyway.
You must have been holding on to that observation for a while. That one stuck in your craw for many decades.
Well, I can't talk about it at the CDC. Nobody knows what I'm talking about in the showbiz environment. I just thought it was a tragedy for Mr. Lahr. That the Cowardly Lion. He was a great character actor. If you get a chance, look him up. This variant is very adept, very athletic in bed. Very athletic, and you can't really... And if you're one of these angry guys, like you come home from work and you hear your wife screaming in ecstasy, you know, you can't... The variant is microscopic. How do you fucking exact revenge on a microscopic lover? You know? I bet Mr. Lahr might have known... Anyway, I'm hearing people yell things out, and it's disturbing. I just want to say that Invermectin is horse tranquilizer. No matter what, Mr. Rogan. And by the way, I love Joe, and he's opening up a comedy club right here. And I hope to be part of it. I have a good 5-minute chunk on vaccines. So because this variant is just going to kill us all and fuck us to death, not a bad way to go when you think about it. We're not rolling out vaccines. We're just rolling out acid from the 60s. Ms. Mitchell, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. The stuff that killed...
Fondly.
What's that?
Fondly.
Yes. I have tinnitus, which is also horrible. Tinnitus. We're just rolling out acid from the 60s, the stuff that killed Jimmy and Janice.
That's what killed him, huh? I don't recall that.
In my mind, it did. I thought we went off the deep end. We went too far. Well, no matter what Terrence McKenna says, mm-hmm. I feel like we went too far to the left with the acid in the 60s. Sure, Vietnam. Where the hell did she go?
I think you inspired Cloney Mitchell to do some acid. Try it. It's the first time she heard about it. Way to go.
Now, it's disturbing when you look, they're there, then you think, is that a symptom? You know? Why couldn't the COVID virus, the symptoms been benign? Like, what if we got COVID and it would just be, hello, my darling, hello? Like, if you just did, like, that's all it did. You know what I mean? Or you just kept saluting. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something?
It just, we create a saluting tick?
Yes, a saluting tick. I didn't come up with the word tick. You did. It's beautiful. But if you have CNN, going all around and India is saluting and they're saluting, all over the globe. Anyway, sorry about that little sidebar. I just want to say, what the fuck is up with Whole Foods? How much more of my money can they take? All right, that's it for me.
Wait a minute, no. Dr. Fauci, this is too good of an opportunity for everybody. Oh, okay. We've heard you the whole pandemic, but we've never, as people, been able to address you, right to your face. So anyone, this is Dr. Fauci. Any question about the pandemic, please, let's get some questions. Right there. I'm not aware of this. Did you throw a first pitch somewhere, Dr.
Yes,
Fauci?
Yes. Can you remind me where I was?
Where did Dr. Fauci throw the first pitch?
It was probably Yankee Stadium.
Okay. Probably Yankee Stadium.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I was going for is, I'm a big baseball historian, and I loved Whitey Ford, and he had like a sinker that broke. And I was trying to keep it low. And I didn't know I would just roll it up there. And I think I just attribute that to the constant stress. Especially, I thought Trump was always going to hit me whenever I announced something. Like, he'd always be behind me, and I could hear him going, "Don't say anything, you science nerd."
I never thought I'd hear a Whitey Ford reference tonight. Any other questions for Dr. Right there.
Dr. Fauci, how are we going to combat disinformation?
How are we going to combat disinformation?
Oh, That is a good question. I think you know what has happened to our country, and I blame it on social media. Everybody gives a press conference on Twitter, on Facebook. It's like everybody now is like, no, no, don't listen to Dr. Fauci, who has spent his fucking life trying to do the right thing. Now everybody with the fucking keyboard can say, oh, I disagree. I think if you boil potatoes long enough, you'll be fine. Like, whatever the fuck they say. Me and my wife find that Drano works, is somebody else saying on Facebook. So how do you... Yeah, I'm sorry I yelled. I'm sorry I yelled, but it's hard.
I feel like I should give Meatloaf a chance here. Have you been wanting to say anything to Dr. Fauci through this pandemic?
Hello, Mr. Loaf.
Hello, Dr. Fauci. Is it true that it's impossible to get COVID if you're doing 80 miles an hour on a Harley Davidson chopper going through the...
What the hell is that? What the hell is that?
What was that? What was that?
Joni Mitchell is on death's door at least for about 10 years now.
It's fine. It's definitely COVID. But it's cool. Everybody be chill.
She does have a way of relaxing people. But Mr. Loaf, I would have to say that you are a perfect example of the disintegration of the American psyche.
Oh, interesting.
I mean Paradise. Who didn't like Paradise by the Dashboard Light? You know, especially Phil Rizzuto, again, another Yankee.
He didn't like it.
What?
He didn't like it.
He didn't?
No.
I didn't know it.
He was unaware that going to use his commentary as sexual innuendo, and well, he felt uncomfortable with it.
You should have used Pee Wee Reese, another old baseball reference. Look, Mr. Loaf, you are indicative and you are an example of the dumbing down of our once fine country. You know, you are a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot, and I'm glad you collapsed and died. Oh, there you go. What? There you go, you fucking overweight fuck. Don't you come near me.
I'll kill you, Fauci.
Why didn't you call yourself mashed potatoes, huh?
Hey.
Stupid.
Enough of this
bastard.
Shit. Everybody's always picking on Meatloaf.
It's a shitty food. Yeah.
It's supposed to be self-deprecating, you asshole.
Can't take you seriously. All right, should I sit down, Mr. Young?
I want to give him one more chance.
Right.
One more chance for another question for Dr. Fauci. Anybody? Right there in the middle.
How do we catch the new variant?
How did they catch it? She sounds like she wants to catch it. Well, Joni Mitchell, spit in your mouth.
Well,
what should we fear? What should we be looking out for this time? Because Omicron was, it spread faster than the other one, right? Is this one different somehow?
Yeah. Look, for women, you're going to know when you catch it. You know, you're going to start feeling like, you know, just better. Just a lot better in general, you know? And you will forget about mundane tasks. You know what I mean? Because you'll be orgasming. More or less constantly.
So it's like too much pleasure?
It could be. It could be. We haven't had, you know, we have study groups out already. And women are lining up.
Volunteering, I get it. All right, let's give Dr. Fauci... Please stick with us, though, doctor.
Thank you. Thank you. Please follow me on Twitter.
For all of his observations about Whole Foods and SNL. Do you think he's retiring in a couple of years? Didn't he say that, Lorne Michaels?
I hope so. That show is awful.
Okay. Giving hard opinions.
I'm not saying there aren't talented people on it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's just shit. There's no viewpoint. And it's toothless.
Okay, you like the musical, guys? All right, folks. Another person I don't necessarily agree with, but we're getting both sides of the aisle. We just had Dr. Fauci out here, so it's only fair we hear another point of view. So please welcome Kid Rock.
Big fan. I'm a big fan, Neil.
Oh, thanks.
That you know the you know that song you do.
Which one? Oh, yeah. How's that go?
She used to work in a diner. You got it?
No, not yet.
You know she rides a Harley Davidson. You know that?
Yeah, but I don't want to do it right now.
That's fine.
Because I don't want to show off.
I'd love to team up. Listen, I'm just a Detroit boy. Grew up on a 50-acre farm. 5,200 square foot home.
There's 52 acres inside Detroit of farmland?
52 square feet. Of farmland. The rest.
Studio efficiency for farmland.
Yeah, yeah. The rest of the acreage is all house. So a 50-acre home, 5,200 square foot farm. And I used to work that farm every day. We all have our own opinions. Some are real and some are made up, you know, and, I'm one that has a real American opinion that, vaccine is for pussies and that if you get it, you'll grow a pussy. And that's serious. That's fucking serious. Sorry. I've seen it happen. We've talked to people, a lot of pussies have been growing.
What's wrong with growing pussy?
Listen, that's what we used to grow on our farm. Nothing wrong with it, my daddy said. He said, grow them, don't be one. That's what he always said. So I teamed up with a starlet, somebody that, you know, we teamed up a while back. Did a duet together, and I wanted to bring her out. If you guys don't mind, bring Sheryl Crow. Wow. No, leave that. Leave it like that.
All righty.
Sheryl, do you have anything you want to say? You're anti-vax, right?
Absolutely not. My God, I can't believe I'm here. You are a crazy person. I need more gigs.
You know, it's the same thing that my friends Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle say.
Oh, yeah, okay.
50% of the country agrees with me.
Sure, I don't think you know what 50% is.
I do.
All right.
50,
mm-hmm, not, all right.
It's not 69%.
Look at you.
Cheryl?
Real mathematician over here. I'll regret this song for the rest of my life.
I live in my life in a slow hell. different girl every night at the hotel. And I haven't worn a mask in 3 damn years.
Oh, God damn it, Bob.
I've been fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. And I wish I had a good girl to miss me. Mm-hmm. Lord, this vaccine has made my friends all queers. You put your vax card away.
Oh, buddy.
You lost your taste buds today. You can't smell anything, but you can still sniff and lick my asshole. You put your vax card away. You lost your taste buds today.
You think you lost your eyesight?
Lord, this vaccine has made my... And if you got the vaccine, you can go ahead and fuck my asshole.
Right, okay then, well.
I saw you last night at the hotel. I feel like everyone knows, but they won't tell. You're so anti-mask, but okay with a ball and gag. You're free.
Thank you.
This ain't about human rights. You wanna get fisted left and right. You're a sex addict pig who suffers from cocaine dick. I got my vax card today. I hope you change your ways. Because nobody wants to lick, sniff, or fuck your dirty asshole. Can't believe I agreed to do this. You're an asshole. I saw you yesterday with an old friend.
It was the same old same. How have you been?
Since this pandemic began, yes. My world's been
dark and gray.
Dark and gray.
You
reminded me of bright days.
You had a mask on, so I called you gay.
I was hoping you changed.
I was hoping you'd fuck my ass. Guitar solo.
You need the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Once again, Kid Rock's here. We gave some questions to Dr. Fauci. What about Kid Rock? Anybody have a question for Kid Rock? Anybody? Yes? No? Anybody? Right there, I see you. Okay, well, I hear you. Go ahead.
How are the bleach injections?
I wasn't aware of that. You're doing bleach injections?
They're great. Thank you so much for asking. What was your name?
Whoa.
Who the fuck told you that? Next question.
You inject it right into your veins? How's that work? Oh, he's mad about it. Okay, this guy's got one. Yeah.
What's worse, COVID or hepatitis?
Oh, wow. You're actually getting roasted.
See, some people see that as a roast. Pessimistic. Honestly, hepatitis, not that bad. A, B, or C, to be honest.
No new hep variant?
There actually is, and Pamela and I got together, and this was post-Tommy Lee. Mm. She wanted to downsize just a little bit in the...
Oh, nice.
And she's the one who presented to me the idea of us both getting hep.
Oh, you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the same way I got COVID.
Okay, that seems to be people wanting these things. Okay, that's great. There was one in the middle back here. Yes.
Yep.
I didn't get either of those references. All summer, he says, what's your favorite song? All Summer Long or what?
Ba with the ba da bang da bang. Yeah. I like that one because I started off by letting people know what my name is. You know, it's kind of an introduction. My name is Kid, you know?
Uh-huh, that's good. And then, I don't have any songs where I go, my name is Neil Young. Maybe that was my problem. That was a good one. I think I saw another, yeah, right there.
Yeah, right here. So I see he's got some, like, long hair. This guy in the back has some, like, luscious hair going on. She has beautiful hair. Dr. Fauci, you came to grips. I respect that. But I'm just sitting here wondering, what the hell are you hiding?
What, are you talking to me? This is the toque that I wear, man. Everybody knows Neil Young wears this hat. This is the famous Neil Young hat.
That's bullshit. Toques are Canadian.
That's right. I used the wrong word for hat. But it is Canadian, and that's what I mean, I am.
You're Canadian. You're from Winnipeg?
Huh?
From Winnipeg?
I think I'm from Ottawa. I know I have a song about it. Are you going to tell me Winnipeg is in Ottawa? I'm going to be really embarrassed.
It might be the other way around, to be honest.
Yeah, I have no idea. In the back.
Have you started building Joe Dirt too?
These all seem like snaps. Okay, have you started filming Joe Dirt 2?
That was a snap. Mm. That was a good snap. We have been filming it for about 20 years, actually. The problem is when we're going to stop filming Joe Dirt 2. And when we do, it's probably not going to get released.
Joe Dirt 2 come out like 10 years ago?
Yeah. Oh. These people are saying Joe Dirt 2 already came out.
What?
10 years ago, I guess you didn't make the cut.
Can you block people from movies like on Instagram? You block them.
They kept you out of the loop.
It blocked me from the movie.
Do we have any questions over on that side? I haven't given you. Okay.
Do you still watch Nicole from The Real Housewives of Orange County?
This is okay. Let's not break the fourth wall, folks. Let's not go crazy here.
I didn't know Jimmy Fallon was out there.
Okay, right there.
Do y'all have any advice for aspiring musicians?
Okay, we can go to everyone on this. Do you have any? We'll start with Kid Rock. Do you have any advice for aspiring musicians? We're about to have the music part of the festival here.
Is it too late to grow up rich? That's my advice.
That's your advice? We'll go to Meatloaf here. Do you have any advice on for any aspiring young musicians?
You want to learn an instrument?
Oh, that's it. Just learn an instrument. Did you play an instrument?
Yeah, play guitar.
Did you? I never noticed. Thought you just sang. How'd you carry a handkerchief and play the guitar?
They hit me.
What about you, Joni Mitchell? Any for aspiring musicians? You got the mic.
Well, have a wonderful voice. And use it to sing.
Wow, we're getting down to the basics here. But maybe that's what it is. Dr. Fauci, I don't know if you're...
If I may chime in.
Yeah, I want you to.
Because, I grew up listening to Peggy Lee and Petula Clark. Petula Clark, particularly when you're in trouble, go downtown. And I used to sing that around the house, you know? And I would always get shouted at by the wife, like, shut up, Anthony. And that's why I got into diseases. My joy
Wait,
was killed.
You were
killed.
On the track to be a musician, and her berating you made you get into disease study?
That's what I think. with the help of therapists, gestalt therapy, mirror work, shadow work. I'm sorry. I'm putting everybody on. I don't know anything about music.
Oh. But this is good. We're asking the whole panel. Any other questions for the entire panel of musicians up here? Anybody? And Dr. Fauci? Anybody? Anyone? Kid Rock or anything? Right there.
Yeah, other than ivermectin, what works best for COVID?
Okay. We'll go to everybody on this. So, okay, we'll start down here. Okay, well, okay, Dr. Fauci.
I would say what works best, because I, you know, it seems like the vaccines aren't working that well because, you know, Omicron just infected everybody with the vaccine. So what I'm going to say works best, do you know those small tiles that cameos are made out of? You know what a cameo is, and I'm not talking about, by the way, isn't it great that we cut Putin's Venmo off, but he still has Cameo? How fucked up is that? Have you ever
Putin's on Cameo?
Yes.
I did get a cameo from Putin for my birthday. He said, Joni, it's Vladimir. Happy birthday. It was wonderful. And you know what? He's only $47.
Oh, that's
which is
very
less,
affordable.
Which is less than most of the Real Housewives.
Meatloaf.
Oh, this is, what was the question?
What is the best thing to do for COVID?
Oh, well, if you, oftentimes you'll, if you lose your sense of smell, you can just take a small butter knife and run it through the... sort of the grease that builds up under your gut, you can, if you put that in your nostrils, that smells so intense that if you're looking to smell something, that usually breaks through.
So if you don't have a stomach with some grease under it, where do you get that?
Others don't have the grease slime under their stomach?
I don't think I have any grease slime. I guess I could use a friend's. Yeah. Okay, don't look at me like that. Kid Rock, besides bleach, what do you suggest?
Some of the doctors I've worked with have... We found that pretending you don't have it and still doing what you do best, which is fucking and sucking for you and me, then no one knows. And then they think they got it from someone else, and then later you say, oh, I had it.
And when you're sneezing and sniffling, what do you tell people?
Listen, I say, hey, listen, I get allergies. I don't understand them.
All right, that's a good one. One more question for the panel before we do another song here. Anybody right there?
Okay, so I know Dr. Fauci just said he doesn't know much about music, but I want to know if the five of you would consider working on an album together.
The five of us working on an album that's already in the works. This is it right now. The Live at Esther's Follies. Okay, folks, let's... you want to join me up here again, Meatloaf, real quick? Let's see if this works. My guitar on again. There is a bar on 6th Street. You need no vax proof there. You need a place to go without a mask. They don't really seem to care. Going maskless, 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 maskless. Vaxless, 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 vaxless. Party people drinking beer, dancing, laughing without fear. Omicron variants flying everywhere, breathing COVID in our air. Going maskless, 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 vaxless, 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 vaxless.
Let's all try it, maskless this time.
Maskless, 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 maxless.
Now vaxless.
Vaxless, 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 vaxless.
One more time.
Maskless, 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 maskless. Vaxless, 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 vaxless.
All right, everybody did. That was good. I like that. Thanks, Meatloaf. Thanks for standing up again. I know that was hard. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Eddie Pepitone, Danielle Schneider, John Gimberling, Nick Thune, and
I'm Matt Besser. That's my real... This is the hair I was hiding.
Okay, folks, thanks a lot for coming, and I hope to see you around the festival. You guys have been great. Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed that show. Go let John Gimberling, Danielle Schneider, Eddie Pepitone, Nick Thune, and Jessica Singleton know how funny they are. And like I said before, go to mattbesser.com to find out how to get Improv for Humans for Music to help out save our stages. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapelow, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.